Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kermit Wall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Shantz. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobby Shantz. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall juggles the ball. That's an error on Wall. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey strikes out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Majeski moves to third. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Majeski scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Fox moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-1 in the game. Carrasquel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball towards left. Vallo catches it and throws to home to double up Robinson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCormick. Vallo reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vallo moves to third. Farris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vallow scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 1 in the game. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 2 in the game. Massey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zernial hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock misplays the ball. That's an error on Hitchcock. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Zernial goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. McCormick reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey pinch hits for Bobby Shantz. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Astroth moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Massey for a passed ball. Astroth moves to third. Joost moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Burchie now pitching. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to second. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-2 in the game. Wall hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Massey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burchie fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Astroth hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Burchie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchie hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McCormick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Burchie covering, for the out. McCormick moves to second. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 3 in the game. Pierce hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCormick moves to third. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vallo hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Massey bunts towards third. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. Philly moves to second. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Mike Guerra pinch hits for Kermit Wall. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Astroth hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Suter pinch hits for Mo Birchie. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.